Now you go, okay, what's good, what's good?
What's going on, Tight? Man, welcome back to the show, man. WSJU, St. John's University, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. We got Tight back here on the show for a second time.
What's good, what's good? I definitely appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate you reaching back out to me. You just dropped a brand new single, Hit, and it's hit. It's doing well. The fans are reacting to it. You're getting the reposts all over the stories. You're getting the spins in the rotation. How are you feeling about it?
Man, great, man. Like I said, it's been time. Like, I've been working, you know, putting in major work, you know what I'm saying? And not only putting in work, but learning a lot, you know what I'm saying? And when we dropped this single this time, you know, we did it differently. You know, I kind of want to say that we was a little bold this time when we dropped it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I teased it more and taunted the fans more and made them want it more. So, man, I feel great, man. I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? Finally, you know, getting some recognition, you know. So, and that's going to just motivate me and, you know, push me to go harder.
And you just dropped another project, Sincerely 3 Part 2, the last time that we spoke. And that also did pretty well.
Yeah, that dropped October 2nd of last year, 2020.
That's right. I remember when it dropped, I had it in the rotation, was promoing it for you. Hey, you're working hard. That's the main thing. You haven't stopped. You haven't let the quarantine stop you at all. How's everything down in Florida?
Oh, man, stuff been opening back up. It's
good. Well,
it's
good as long as people are wearing their masks.
Man, down here, man, you know how it is. Yeah. Some folks kill us and some folks don't.
Yes, the vaccinations are going well. Are you someone that's going to be taking the vaccine? Have you taken it already?
Oh, no, sir.
No.
I'm good.
Oh, what's your reason for not taking it? You just don't trust it?
Yeah, I just don't trust it. I don't know, man. Like, I've been good all these years. You know what I'm saying? We've been good all these years. You know what I'm saying? We done survived flu. We done survived Ebola. We done, you know, we don't put up with some, you know, with some things. And I think this is just another, you know, another thing that's in a road, a milestone. But it does. Like, one thing I can say, it does make me want to be more healthier, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, get in shape and you know, start eating better for, you know, if you do catch or get one of these viruses. And I had COVID earlier this year, you know what I'm saying? So if you do, you be able to, you know, have the immune system to fight it.
Oh, you had it early 2021. Was this January?
Yeah, this was, matter of fact, this was February I had caught it.
Damn. Yeah. What were your symptoms? Was it that bad as people are saying?
Oh, body aches. Like, man, like the first probably about 3 days, like, man, it felt like I couldn't even move. You know, it was, I don't even know. It just, like, my muscles were just contracting so bad, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, and I had fever and the chills a lot. Like, and the crazy thing is, that was the big thing I didn't like. It was so back and forth. It was like 1 minute I'm cold, then literally 5 minutes later, I'm hot as hell. Then next minute I'm cold, hot as hell. So it was irritating as hell. But other than that, like after like the first probably about 5 days, it was pretty good. It felt like, you know, just like a regular cold. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have trouble breathing? Because that's one of the main symptoms. And that even scares me, because if I can't breathe, that's going to be a problem.
For sure, yeah, yeah, for sure. But nah, I ain't had no problems. Ain't had no problems, you know, with the breathing and anything. Thank God for that, you know. But no problem breathing. Just the body aches and like I say, fever and chills.
Mm-hmm. The last time that we talked, I remember asking you if any of the New York DJs have reached out to you with either Hot 97 or Power 105. Has there been a change because you've been moving?
Nope. I still ain't got no reach out yet.
Oh, man.
I'm expecting them to this year, man. I'm definitely expecting them to this year.
My goodness. Yeah, they should be, because Hit, it's going viral, as you said. People are reposting it a lot. People are showing the support.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's a great record, man. And what would you say was the main story behind this one? What did you want to tell your fans through this record?
To be honest, it's like a lot of my music. It's just like one of those vibes that I be in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's all pertain back to my environment, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, and like, you really do the history on, you know, that actual catchphrase of pull out the stick, like, that's a Florida term, you know what I'm saying? And it was an old dance, actually, like, probably like in the early 2000s, you feel me? So it basically, like I say, just represent Florida as I did, and saying some of our lingo and putting some of my culture and the heavy slang words that I use in the verses and stuff like that. Like I just put the, you know, our culture into a record, but made it commercial enough where they could bump that shit in Cali and it won't sound weird, or they could bump that shit in New York and be like, oh man, that just ain't no Florida shit. Like, man, this shit here jumping. So like I said, at the same time, I just had to put some thought into this one, but it's the same design for everything else, the same formula. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that could be played in New York and appreciated because it sounds like your culture down in Florida, whereas in New York, it often gets conflicted a little bit because you got the artists in New York trying to sound like Florida. And I said that the last time, you know, you kind of want to sound like where you come from. And that's the problem with New York rappers, is that they tend to bite on whatever is hot and trendy. And, you know, you should sound like where you come from. That's my gripe with the music industry today.
Most definitely.
If you think about it, it's very geographical. Back in the days, I mean, you had in Miami 2 Live Crew.
Oh yeah, Uncle Luke. Yeah.
Yes. Have you met Uncle Luke before?
Nah, I never met him. That's the OG though. Like, well, Luke in Florida, he gonna get the respect. Like, that's like another, you know, that's like Trick Daddy and Clive Ross and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Them real deal OGs that really open the door for artists like me to be able to, you know, have a say-so in things.
Mm-hmm. How's the deal going with Atlantic? Doing good?
Oh, I love it over there, man. And you know, like I said, I've only been over there a year now. You know what I'm saying? And I only released really one project, like Sincerely 3 Part 2. I mean, Part 3, Part 1. Mm-hmm. And Sincerely 3 Part 2. Like, that was one project. We just had to split it in half because due to COVID to make it 2 projects. But really, I'm on that one project in and a single, you know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to be able to have this type of attraction, you know, this type of momentum behind me right now, and the way that the fans are starting to grow on me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm starting, for the first time, like I said, I've been grinding so long, but it's like the first time I'm really paying attention and also at the same time enjoying, you know what I'm saying? There have been times where I got close like this to a point like this, and it's like, it's always something around the corner, or it's always, oh, we got to do this, or we got to do, but this the first time where it's like, I'm sitting back and I can actually enjoy it. The fans, the one that's really moving the record, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really too much, you know, we got to do our thing on our end, but the fans, the one that's really, this the one right here, you know, so big up. So, you know, I'm just enjoying it, man. It's a super, you know, super blessing, dog. Super blessing.
With your journey so far throughout Atlantic right now, do you feel as though that they really see the vision that you have for your career? Because I spoke to an artist earlier and he said, I kind of want that label, this artist were to sign with a label, to see his vision for what he wants for his career.
Most definitely. Like, they see him from the trenches. You feel what I'm saying? And when I did my first meeting, I told them, I said, I want to get this shit a different meaning, a different feeling, a different motivation. You feel what I'm saying? And at first, we had to kind of, you know, some complication at first inside the building because we had to pinpoint the sound, what direction, and, you know, what image I was trying to give off. But now, man, we got that shit in the hole. They love that ratchet shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like my music is street music, but I say that shit that an ordinary motherfucker wouldn't say. You feel what I'm saying? They love that ratchet shit to me and that energy that I bring. And like I say, when you meet me, I'm on interviews, I'm always smiling, I'm in a good mood. You feel what I'm saying? Even when I reach out to people, like when I hit you up, you know, a couple of weeks ago and just told you, man, I love what you're doing, man. I see where it came from and where it's at. And I do that on the daily, you know what I'm saying? So, but back to, you know, the label seeing my vision and everything, like I said, we just had to get a hold of, you know, a couple of things and see what direction that I wanted to go in, and not even that I wanted to go, but a direction that makes sense. I think that's where the artists get shit confused. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go this way, this my vision, but they don't have the end goal. Or what is your end plan? What is the goals going down this way? You feel what I'm saying? More so than if a label come in, I feel like you should go this way. An artist may be like, I ain't feeling that. But when you look at it and you really get past the smoke, the screen, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit, what you got in your head, and you really look at it, you're like, damn, this shit could take me farther than what the fuck I want, you feel what I'm saying? So at the same time, get back to that question with the other artists, like, You got to have an open mind to this shit. Everything I don't like that I do, but it plays its roles. You feel what I'm saying? And once when you do get that little stepping stone, you'll start having a lot more say so. You feel what I'm saying? A lot more that you can bring to the label. And the label like, okay, he believed in us enough. Woo, woo, this way it got us. Da da da. He done learned enough. Let's put the ball in his hand and see what we can do. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like it plays on both sides of the field.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing their thing and you're doing your side of the ball and you're dunking it right now. Have you released the visual for Hit yet?
Not even the visual ain't even that, man. Oh. we ain't even drop the visual. It's just a record. And like I said, the record only been out like a couple of days, but it feel like it's been out for a while because the snippet was, you know what I'm saying, started growing a little lazy and now it's starting to move. But man, yeah, we ain't even dropped the video.
When do you think you're going to drop it? Probably just in time for summer, maybe? A little earlier?
Just in time. I feel like I can't even put a date on it. It's just going to be that perfect time when people are like, oh, we need that video. Yeah. It's going to magically just come out of nowhere and just drop. You feel me? So I think, you know, we're going to drop it at the perfect time.
What do you think the premise is going to be of the music video or the storyline? Because usually a music video is the storyline of what you're trying to tell in your song.
I mean, for right now, the thing that I keep coming to my mind, I want to do like a Project X video.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Big party. I don't know if you ever seen like the movie. Yeah, like a big party. But when I do it, I want to bring Florida into it. Like, this is how we party in Florida. Not the typical, you know, you see the don'ts down here and bad female stuff like that. No, like in this video, I wanted to explain. When you look at the video, I wanted to be like, damn, they got to be in Florida. Like, even if only you state the location in the video, like, I wanted to be like, damn, like, I don't want it to be like no regular, you know, video. You see people with the dreads and stuff like that. Like, I just want to paint this bitch so clearly where it's like, damn, this is a Florida damn video. You feel me? So, like I say, we just, you know, just move from there like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that Florida throws the best parties?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's why everybody
comes
here to party.
Oh, especially in Miami, too.
Yeah, Miami go crazy. Miami, Tampa, and believe it or not, where I'm from, Tallahassee.
Go crazy. Yep.
Go crazy. That's where, you know, FSU, the colleges and stuff at.
Mm-hmm. What was the wildest party you think you've ever been to?
Man, I don't get to the dog. Like, growing up, man, I was like, look, I was in the streets. You feel me? So, man, we stayed going to parties, dog. Like, I think the wildest one, I have to say, probably the first time I got drunk. Me and my dog were quit story. Me and my dog, I think we graduated that year. This was like in high school or some shit like that. And end up going to a party and I drunk lean from a purse, like one of my homeboys. But I thought that, you know how they do like a hunch punch at the party?
Yes, I know what you mean.
He had lean in his cup and he ain't say nothing, but he thought the whole time he thought that I knew what was in his cup, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like the hunch punch shit. And end up drinking the lean, man. And what are you talking about? I was out. I woke up. My chain was gone. I had plates. Then I had goals in my mouth. My goals was gone. My watch was gone. Like, man, I don't even know what happened that night. Like, I was in the, like, because it was a house party, matter of fact. And I fell asleep. And my partners and that, like, I don't even know how I got, like, detached from everybody. But basically, like I said, I woke up the next morning. All my shit was gone. Like, everything. Like, jury, all that shit was gone.
That's crazy. And you didn't get it back?
Hell no. Nah, I don't know who it is. Still to this day, I don't know who the hell took my shit.
Oh, but you got it back. That's what counts.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, still to this day, I don't know.
Well, you replaced it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I leveled up big time. Yeah, big time, man. Big time.
You leveled up and you made a name for yourself. Have you made any new connections with any artists at all that you wanted to work with previously when we talked last?
I build relationships like on the daily, man. So like, it's basically who fuck with me, I fuck with them. You feel what I'm saying? Like Ceddie Hendrix, like from Duval, big one. Like I fuck with Ceddie. Ceddie going up right now. That my dog. who else I could say? Bobby Fishkill. That's another one. Loose Cannon from 407. Like, it's a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with a lot of artists, especially, like I said, if I see artists early on, like, I like to be on route, come up, say cheese, you know, blogs like that, and these new artists, that I go try to fuck with them early before they even, you know what I'm saying? But I don't like try to come off like, oh, it's no, bro, I'm trying to get a song. Like, I try to build with people, you know, like how we met, you know what I'm saying? We got in, bro, I'm trying to do an interview, da da da. End up, you know, creating a relationship along the way. So that's the same type of person I'm in. You feel me? So I try to work with anybody, dog. Like, anybody. If they got motion, let's get going. You know, they ain't, it ain't got to be from, you know, from Florida, but that's just home. I'm going to show major love, you know, shit on shit like that. But, man, I try to work with anybody.
Who's someone that you're targeting right now that you think you could possibly make a hit record with as a collaboration? Yeah.
Man, that's a good question, though. Because I knock on everybody's door.
Yes, just, I know.
Whoever answered that bitch. Like, right now, who I want to, like, really do something with, I could probably see me and Baby. Baby on some crazy, on some crazy, you know, on some crazy.
You had the opportunity to work with him, too.
Yeah. Went early on, like, this yes. Way. This one, and a lot of people don't even know, like, now I'm like, I want to say I'm the first person from Florida to get a feature from Baby. The first person from Florida.
Talk that talk.
Like, no, this on some, like, this on some real, you know, some real
oh, yeah. Fact shit.
Like, before, like, Baby even blew, before I even got my buzz, you feel what I'm saying? Like, this was, I remember, I think Baby had like 30-some thousand followers when I, you know what I'm saying, when I first met him, last four PF change, you feel what I'm saying? But dog, big dog now, you know what I'm saying? But I think I was like the first one to get a feature from Florida. And then I think it was Project Young and Next, because we was all under the My Mixtapes umbrella. Mm-hmm. So they end up, you know, putting that together with QC and shit like that. And at the time, like I say, Baby was a new artist too. So, like I say, I do believe though I was like the first, you know, the first artist to get a verse from Baby though from Florida.
There's another artist I think that would work well with you, and his name is, I believe it's pronounced Murray Quicksand. That song's
gone. Oh hell yeah, they bought that nigga down here too. He's been going. No, he came out of nowhere too, yeah, man.
He did.
He came out of nowhere. Yeah, I rock with him. I think me and him made some hard shit too.
Yeah, so I got my eyes on artists all around the country. I think he would be a great collaboration with you. That'd be crazy.
That'd be dope. I gotta reach out to him, man.
Yes, you do.
Hopefully I get a reply or some shit.
No, but you're someone that's humble. You care about your fans. And you'll go on IG Live and you'll just tell them how you feel about a situation and just what you're going through at that time, promote your music. And something I was interested in was the lecture that you gave, or just even just letting your followers know how you felt about the election. Just telling to the, because I remember, because I tuned in and I believe in that. The fact that, you know, why do we vote?
Most definitely.
Because, I mean, we had to get Trump out of there. So we kind of had to vote this year, but at the same time, when are things really going to change? Really going to change? I know Biden, he just got into office now. He's got a pandemic on his hands, but I want to see a lot done with police brutality. We have the incident with George Floyd. The officer's currently in trial. We don't know if he's going to be actually convicted and held for his wrongdoings, in which he should be put in jail, fried, and throw away the key.
Well, we got to take extensive measures, though, man. Like, and I got to word all this carefully, because you know how sensitive this shit is.
Oh, but, yes, it is.
I feel like it's going to take us as a whole. And when I say us, I mean everyone, dog. Like, whites, blacks, Asians, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, whatever. It's going to, even the police department, they need to open up, I feel like, trainings where they actually go to these projects, they actually go to these communities, they actually go to these, you know what I'm saying, these facilities, you know, where these young-minded ones are, you feel what I'm saying, and actually see what is the problem, what makes these kids so, a lot of it have to do with at home, you feel what I'm saying, have to do with at home, and that plays a big role into how a person functions in society, you feel what I'm saying, but how can you expect change when when y'all come approach us, when the officers or the police or whatever come approach us, y'all already fucking scared. You feel what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, a scared person is the most dangerous person. Everybody like, oh, a street nigga. No, you put a scared person in the room, one that's scared for his life, he would do anything to kill the opposite person that's on the other end. And that's how it is. If that simple little, you know, that simple little role that I just said, that's how it is with law enforcement against Black lives. You feel what I'm saying? They already scared coming into the situation. So I feel like, man, we as a whole, we got to, with even with these marches and protests and everything, that shit got to keep going. And it ain't as big as it was, what, when George Floyd died, what, last year?
May, June, I think.
And look how much it done declined. You feel what I'm saying? Yes. It ain't getting as much media coverage no more.
I'll tell you what, if the officer isn't held accountable, you're going to be seeing, we're going to see riots. And you know what? I don't want people going on the news saying, oh, these people are rioting, this shouldn't be, because you know what? The time is now. If we're not going to hold these officers accountable, riot.
And at the same time, and then I feel like at the same thing, don't just wait until we hear bad news, though. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Don't wait until we hear bad news and then spark it back up. No, it need to be 100 miles per hour the whole ride. Not we doing 100 and then we got to drop it down to 50 and then we'll climb back up. No, it need to be 100
miles per hour.
You feel what I'm saying? Like I say, I do feel, honestly, and I don't really get into the politics and stuff like that. I know a hell of a lot about it, but I feel like we're taking the right steps. We getting different, these communities, me myself as well, we starting to learn more about the presidents and the Congress and office, and you know what I'm saying, even in money in general, like we starting to learn, like it's legitimate businesses that you can open up and things that you can do and people that'll help you start, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, I think the biggest thing, we just had to get aware. You know what I'm saying? We had to get knowledge on these type of things. And like I say, the magnifying glass is on it now. We just got to execute and keep executing. You know, not just like when something down, always trying to go crazy. No, because at the end of the day, we get the finger pointed at it. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of this shit, we got to be doing this shit so heavy and every day that it seems like it's normal. You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. So when something do go wrong, they know damn well the house is gonna come down because we're gonna cause hell because this shit is not right. It's we not getting equal, you know what I'm saying? Equal rights. So like I said, at the end of the day, I feel like we just gotta be consistent, man. Consistent and keep learning, you know what I'm saying? Keep self-educating ourselves. But a lot of this shit, they ain't gonna teach us anyway. You know what I'm saying? X, Y, and Z, they not gonna teach us. So we definitely got to educate ourselves. Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. What's bothersome and puzzling is when the police officers take in these shooters, as we just saw in Colorado, they take them in alive. They have AR-15s and all kinds of rifles and weapons on them that kill hundreds of people at once. But then someone who's unarmed, that's Black, you know, they kill them because they're racist. And it's ridiculous.
It's not fun. It's sad, though, and not me being like on one side of shit. And like I said, and I feel like this was another thing that a lot of people got to accept. And I want to emphasize on the word accept and understand at the same time. The same shit that happened to us, like Black folks talking about the Black community, it happens on the other side of the tables as well. Whites, Asians, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Spanish, whatever that it is. And I feel like until everyone get that in their head as one, that it ain't nobody above the other, nobody ahead of other, we gonna always have this problem. Always. It's always gonna be this problem. Cause like I say, you don't know if a motherfucker racist until you get to knowing their ass. You start picking up on this shit. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, at the end of the day, man, this is just something that it's no longer can be, what's the word called, tolerated anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no longer something that can be patted on the wrists and we look, we know we turn the other cheek. But at the same time, man, it take all of these communities to act as one to go against something that is wrong. Not just, oh, they doing it, we gonna get a part of it. No, like, hell no, it's one bubble in the air and this shit is wrong. We all need to stand together and fight for this shit. Until that happens, that's when I think we'll see a dramatic ass change.
I think so as well. You're seeing the things going on in the Asian community right now where white people are going after them basically because of COVID-19. There's people out there just blaming them on the pandemic, and that's not right. You know, we're all going through the situation right now, and you know, you're going to go out there and take it out on one race just because of what's been started by a conspiracy theory. Crazy.
Crazy, super crazy. We don't even know where it originated at. No. And that's the super bad thing about media, man. Because even if you end up getting the origin wrong or whatever, the news wrong, once that shit out, it's out.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? And that's in everything. That's like music or whatever. Once that shit leak, it's out. It ain't no, I'm sorry that you say, oh, sorry a million damn times. That's what it is. So I feel like that same thing that you just said is like, that's in everything nowadays. Like the media is so,
it's crazy.
So powerful, man. It's too powerful.
It's too powerful. And the fact that when say if someone says something that, you know, that they really didn't mean and they just said it in the moment, you shouldn't have to be held down by a statement like that for the rest of your life, which is the cancel culture. Okay. I'm not a fan of the cancel culture at all. I think it's ridiculous. If you don't like someone, turn it off. If you don't want to watch the Lil Nas X video, everyone's all judging him, just don't watch it. Don't cancel him. You know, what happened to freedom of speech?
We don't have that no more. And that, man, I'm so glad that you just said that. Everybody on freedom of speech, we ain't got no freedom of speech no more, man. You say the wrong thing if you want to. Like, I just seen what the Paul Pierce do.
With the Instagram live.
He enjoying his life.
Yes.
He ain't clocked in. He ain't even at work. But got fired over some shit that ain't even got shit to do with them. And I feel like that's how artists is too. Like, we got to fucking carry our damn way a fake ass way, you know what I'm saying? Whoop the whoop, and we can't really be out there. I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about, you know what I'm saying, people that's in that position. Oh, if he do this, they slaughter. Man, he a damn human, dog.
Exactly.
He getting money for the first time. You don't know what the hell to do. You feel what I'm saying? Especially when you coming from the trenches, ain't never had shit. Like, what you expect to get a $1 million check and you go open up a 20 damn businesses, you don't even know about no business. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, at the end of the day, man, I feel like we got a lot of work to do, man. Like, at the end of the day, like I said, it's definitely a lot of work to do. This new culture coming in, the old culture don't like what new culture doing, new culture thing, the old culture, hey, you find like what you just said, if you don't like some, turn it. If you don't agree with it, you just don't damn agree with it. You feel what I'm saying? And don't know about your business, but nowadays, man, people can't even eat. You say the wrong damn thing, it's over with. I mean, it's over with.
And I've been waiting to voice my opinion on this, and I think it's ridiculous how he was fired. Paul Pierce. Right? I think it's ridiculous how that he was fired. These women that he had in the video, they weren't naked. There wasn't anything that was too out of character about them, too out of character with the video. It's what you said. He was enjoying his life. It's his private life. He happened to be on Instagram Live. That's all there is to it. But he's got to get fired for it. It's just, you know, give me a break with that.
And then that sets the tone for, that's like, for example, and I'm not looking at this from, you know, a point the finger type thing, but that kind of like how I looked at that, that's kind of how they do people in the judicial service. I mean, the judicial system. Mm. They make example out of people. You step out of line, just the consequences. This is what happens. But when you sit down and think about it, it's like, we really had to go that far?
Yep.
Like, that could have been on some real, that could have been a suspension, a couple of days, a week off, no pay. Man, come on, man. You got kids watching. You look at a simple talk ain't going on about you. But this man, how long you done been working on that?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Look how much work he done put in there, how much time he done put into this, you know, into this company and what he done brought to it and delivered to it. And y'all fired him because he was some damn strippers that ain't even naked. He just show y'all, he should have a good time in the room by himself. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Like I say, I feel like it's the same as that way once you get to a certain point in the music business as well. You feel what I'm saying? It's, there's certain shit that you can't do, man. But you got to know what you're signing up for, though. At the end of the day, this is what you're signing up for.
I mean, look at the stories that are going around now with T.I. and his wife, Tiny. We don't know, but everyone's jumping to the conclusion that he did it. You know, I don't like that, that either, that stuff with accusations. You know, you got to let that play out. You can't just because you hear some things and, you know, you got to let that play out. You know, people have lives out here. That's the dangers of the cancel culture. You say one thing, it may not even be true, even if it's like 10 things. We don't know if it's true. Who knows? If someone gets a hold of a story, you have all these fake sites like Breitbart and all these people, especially if you have haters, oh, forget it. They're spreading that lies about you.
And then, and like I say, that's the crazy thing about it, man. And the thing about the media is it's constantly looking for, you know what I'm saying?
The negatives.
That's what it feeds off of. So like I say, just being an entertainer alone or just a person that just got success going for themselves. You feel what I'm saying? You just a successful person. This is just one of those things you sign up for. You got to be careful what you say, how you say it, when you say it. Like I said, you can say something and don't mean no harm, no nothing, but it just be at the wrong damn time. You could have said something about somebody and you don't even know, you don't even acknowledge it or don't even know. They just died the day before, but you don't even know it. They're going through something and it's publicly woo-woo, but you ain't even paid attention, but you get held down for that. You get held accountable for it. So like I said, just nowadays, man, it's super stressful when it comes down to voicing your opinion. Now, how you truly feel about a situation, you got to put it sensitive proof. Oh, I can't say this word right here because this community might feel this way. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, like, I mean, man, I don't even know, man. Like,
I mean, I ask questions and talk for a living. I got to be careful. You know, I mean, you rap for a living, so you got to be careful with your words. I talk and I interview for a living. I got to be careful what I say. It's the two most difficult jobs probably in the world is if you're a figurehead and have to, you know, speak publicly.
Most definitely, man. And it's crazy because that blocks creativity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That blocks of you being a creator, man, that you can't say certain things or being in your situation, you can't ask certain things. Or if you do ask it, you got to spin it and say it a slick ass, you know what I'm saying? A slick way instead of like the old days, get straight to the damn point. Like what's up? What's going on? This what it is, this what it's wrong, and we're gonna know about our business. Nowadays, a person can be saying one damn thing, but they got to put it in a long ass paragraph, so it's super sensitive for everybody else. Like, I'm not with that shit.
I'm on the same page with you.
I'm not with that shit, man.
I'm on the same page with you. Trust me. I think the society that we're living in right now is super sensitive. I think it's ridiculous how college campuses and even college students want safe spaces. If someone tells you something, who cares? Just deal with it. Go on. Just, you know, go on with your life. As long as it's not racist or, you know, in any way harmful. If you're offended, people get offended by anything. They get offended by some small curse word. Like, oh, you swore. Like, what? Get out of here.
And like I said, I just think another thing that I do want to add on this right here, and I think this one last thing I'm going to say, I think at the same time, too, we got to start experiencing others' cultures.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if I'm from the trenches, I'm from the hood of woo-to-woo, a motherfucker that had it good all their life won't understand until they come see how I'm living. Mm. And vice versa. I won't understand why y'all act the way y'all act. Well, damn, why they so fucking proper and shit? Because we used to crack on motherfuckers that was like, damn, they want to be all proper and shit. You ain't going to make it nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't never know where the fuck that shit even came. Knowledge, you know, learning about money and all that shit. And vice versa. You go see how they grew up and what the hell they had to go through. Because I'm sure on every day, I don't give a damn what nobody say. On the other side, the grass ain't always green on the other side. We might think it is, but it ain't always green. You feel what I'm saying? You might have the money, the woo, the woo, but you could have been depressed all your fucking life. Your parents going through it. This person died. You ain't got no fucking thing. You just don't damn know. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like if we start doing that more, knowing others' cultures, what others go through, I think it'll bring that relativeness. Like, you know, music brings us together because it's something that everyone can relate to. I feel like once everybody can, if we can find that common thing where it's like, it's no matter where nobody at, what color they is, how much money they getting, we all go through this right here. And once I feel like everyone starts seeing that, mm-hmm. you will start seeing the difference in how you treat people, how things happen. You know what I'm saying? How you come Gosh. About things. You know what I'm saying? Different. I feel like different things, and we'll just start knowing more, man, a lot more.
Facts.
To not do wrong.
You mentioned the perfect points. The perfect points. The sensitive society and everything. But getting back to the music note, Hit, I'm sure you're preparing for a new project soon. I think this is the lead-off single here for the new project. And what are you working on?
Man, you know I already give you the details first, man. I told you that it was a part two of S3 coming first before it came out. But now I got a project coming. We're trying to get this off soon as possible, man. Called Forever Florida. You know, it's probably gonna be anywhere from like 7 to 9 tracks, but I love where I'm from, dog. You know what I'm saying? I really do. But with this project here, I just feel like it's taking me out of Florida now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when some people like, you got to go commercial to make it, or you got the quote unquote woot woot to make it. I just think I took the sound, the slang and everything that's from Florida, the originator, and I commercialized it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But not where it's like, man, that shit sound weird. That shit ain't no street shit, no woot woot. It's just something that anybody can fuck with. And when they listen to it, it's gonna hit them so hard, they're gonna be like, man, everything that he's saying is some real ass shit. You feel what I'm saying? Even from the production to the how the mix and the master sound, like everything just sound polished. Like I sound like a polished artist with this project that's, you know what I'm saying, that we working on. And I don't even know, like, we turned it in, but depending on how this hit, it might be some shit swapped out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it might be some shit gotta get swapped out. But right now, man, you know, that's definitely the next project in the works is Forever Florida.
Something I enjoyed from the last project you dropped was that you went the R&B route with Real Love.
Yeah, with Vito.
Yes, you tested out the R&B sound. That's the hit makers. Those are the hit making songs. When the hip hop artist and the R&B singer gets together, those are the hit records.
And that's what I grew up on. Mm. Like back then, rap was when I can't recall like in the early 2000s, rap was really collaborating with each other, unless it was like by DJ Khaled or, you know, somebody like that pulled strings to get everybody on the road. It was more so when Big Rock was great, it was with a R&B person, a dude or you know, somebody that was big, a singer at the time.
I'll give you a great example, Plies and T-Pain, Shawty.
Plies and Neo, mm-hmm. and Plies and, did he do one with Akon?
I think he did.
And Akon, that was his biggest ruckus.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like I said, that was Vito, that's bro. You know, we under the same umbrella as well, you know, label-wise, but that's bro. You mm-hmm. know, so, and cool-ass people, and that song came together crazy, like, super fire.
It was, and that's why I brought that song up. You also had the remix, Hot Boy, Juvenile.
Yeah, shout out to the OG, man. I appreciate that verse. No doubt.
That's a legend. That's a legend feature.
But show for show from the original cast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, man. And we originally had Turk on it too as well.
Wow.
So yeah, I had Turk and Juvenile on it, but some things came up with the paperwork and stuff on Turk and so we just never, you know, got his verse, you know, cleared and released and everything. But Juvis, shout out to the OG, man. I definitely appreciate you. Turk too, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you too, but we just couldn't, you know, kind of, you know, it's, I guess, accept the terms or whatever that, you know, the situation was. But shout out to him too.
You think you'd ever be able to get that situation figured out, or he could release the record with all three of you on it?
With Turk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somewhere, you know, somewhere down in the future, you know, we probably could come back to it. But, you know, as of now, you know, that's just what the record is, you know, the remix, you know, with Juvenile. I like to, you know, that shit pop off again, you know, woo woo again. I like to throw his verse in there for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's something on my heritage, you know what I'm saying? I get up at 8, they're like, damn, you did the record with so and so. I can see my grandkids saying some shit like that.
Yeah, it's legendary, man. Congrats on that. And what are the vibes that we're going to be getting off of this next album of yours? Because we've listened to Hit. Are you going to give us songs similar to that? I'm going to assume that you're going to go a little bit in a different route, so it's not too much of the same. What's going to be your project?
I can't keep the same vibe, man. I got to give them some, you know, a little bit of everything. I got to give them that cut shit, that, you know, that raw speaking, you know, that real shit, party shit that's like Hit, you know, woo woo. I got some ride music going, you know, you want to just throw something in, we should have been the curve tonight, you know. And you know, I got something for the females. I got another R&B. That's gonna be a super major record. I got another R&B record, but you know, but it's the same, you know, you're gonna get that same type, that substance. You know, I'm gonna speak that ratchet shit, that off the wall shit, that shit that another person, you know, wouldn't even think about, you know what I'm saying, to elaborate on. So they definitely gonna get that wild factor from it. Like, I can't believe he just said that, or he spoke of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, you know, it's gonna be something, you know, something to hear, and I'm ready to put that out ASAP.
And your fans are ready. They're definitely ready. You're getting everyone pumped. Hit is a record to get you pumped for a new project.
Hey, look, when I tell you, look, Since probably about the last 3 years since I done caught my little wave, man, my fans ride, dog. Yes, like, do. That one thing about it for sure. They gonna let me know when something ain't it. Like, that ain't it. And they gonna let me know when something is it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I love my fans, dog. They repost my shit. They share my shit. They ain't even got to say anything. You feel what I'm saying? They go out and handle it for, like, even when people even say something. So, you know, you got the haters or something, and they get on that nigga head like they know me personally. You feel what I'm saying? And that's family. You know what I'm saying? Because without them, I wouldn't even have no damn career. So, like I said, at the end of the day, man, I got some dope-ass fans, man. Some real dope fans.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure you're thankful for them. You reply to every comment almost on your post, sure. Fans. That's appreciation. That's something that I don't really like these bigger artists for. I get that they probably just post something, put their phones down, but show some appreciation once in a while. I like the comments, because those are the people that are really dedicated to your work. You know, I don't think artists really understand. They'll say that they care about their fans, but I don't think they really understand what they do in making a difference in people's lives each day, because sometimes music gets you through your days, gets you through tough situations in life. You know, the artist should be very appreciative of their fans. And I can see that you're 100% we are.
I love them, man. Like, I sit there, I mean, I sit there, take my time out to write anybody, dog. DMs, then that's from Instagram to Facebook to Triller to TikTok to Snapchat. Like, I do this all day. You know what I'm saying? Somebody hit me up, especially if it, and the funny thing is, a lot of the stuff ain't always music related. Like, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the music that I talk about, like, in my shit, the concept stuff, a lot of the stuff come from fans. They problems, man. This shit going on with me, bro. I just venting right now. Woo-do-do-do-do. I'm like, damn, that made me look at shit a little different. You know, same, you know, situation, same circumstance, but it's a little stuff that's kind of different. Let me take that, add it to what the fuck I got going on. And that's how you become more relatable across the board to others. You feel what I'm saying? So fans and supporters, man, that's in anything. You feel what I'm saying? You got to show your appreciation, man. Cause without them, dog, you ain't got no income coming in. You ain't got no income, you got nothing, like nothing at all.
You're working on the beginning of the production of the music video for Hit. What do you think is going to be the second single off the upcoming work or project that you're working on? You have it in mind yet?
That's a good one. We I don't even know, man. Like it's like you know when you be like, man, this is the second one right here for sure. And then like 2 days go by, you ain't here. They like, damn, I'm starting to like this rocking a little bit more. So it's like right now I can't even call it, man, because everything I think I'm too attached to it right now. Like you know you got to give it the get kind of born to you. And I think once we get to that point, we'll be knowing, you know, what the second record. But it's gonna be definitely more crazier than Hit, like 10 times. No cap.
I'm peaked already. I want to see what this record gonna sound like.
I got to pop my shit, man. Like I think that's a big thing with me, man. Like I don't drop regularly. Like, you know, like consistently, like every month or every other month, you'll get something. It's like it's down there. Every time I drop, it's like a damn 6 month almost to an 8 month gap. But everybody be pumped and ready for it, you know what I'm saying? And when I do the deliver, it's like, bro, I can't even talk no shit about it because it's shit hard, you feel what I'm saying? So I kind of at the end of the day feel like that's my, you know what I'm saying, my secret formula, you know, that I have for myself.
Good for you, man. I'm looking forward to the upcoming singles, the music video for Hit. But getting into sports, because Florida did take home the Super Bowl this year in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers. How was it out there? How was it? Just having something to cling to as far as victories go in Florida.
Dope, man. And to be honest, I ain't even no sports fan, no nothing. Yeah. But just for the state to be able to hold it down, and like, man, we got the bragging rights for a year now.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? We got the bragging rights for a year now. So it's just something amazing. And I think it's even better for me to be able to experience. You know what I'm saying? Like when I get older in time, you know, you got grandkids and the young ones like, damn, man, let's just say we like, damn, we ain't had no goddamn championship since. Like, boy, let me tell you, back in my times in 2020, you know, we took it home, you know what I'm saying? So it's just something that you know what I'm saying? It was a time in history, and you know, I'm glad that I got to see it, you know what I'm saying? And being from where the shit is at, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's going to bring, and by us doing that, that's going to bring so much attention to Florida. That's new doors opening up, not only for music artists and shit like that, but for sports, you know what I'm saying? These kids getting scholarships and, X amount of shit, you know what I'm saying? New opportunities, they bringing more money back to the city of Tampa, you know, shit like that. So, like I said, it's tremendous, dog. It was a point in history, but at the same time, it's helping out the community. A community, a hell of a lot.
Yeah, Tom Brady comes over from New England, wins a ring, the only quarterback to win a ring with two different teams, which is crazy, but he solidified himself as a GOAT, even though it pains me. It really does pain me as a Jets fan, but you know what he's accomplished. He's the greatest. I've said it. So, man, but, you know, congrats to Florida on that win, because we are sending the congrats down there. As long as it's not to Boston, we'll send the congrats down to Florida for you guys, and especially you winning out there, especially having a great time with Atlantic, dropping great records right now that your fans enjoy, the record label is happy with, and it's doing numbers. Anything else, man? Is there anything else that you love to speak on?
Other than, like I said, I always try to leave off with a good message. You feel what I'm saying? And, grind, dog. Like, especially if you young, man, I can't express this no more. Don't become that person later in life where you be like, dang, I should have did it, you know what I'm saying? I should have put a little bit more effort towards what the hell I was trying to do to become this, you know what I'm saying? Like, grind, dog, because this shit ain't giving. Like, I even sometimes got to motivate, like, literally, like, get your ass up and make this shit happen. It be like, sometimes, like, as simple as that sound, like, it be so hard sometimes, because you be like, man, I just don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? But you know how far you want your dreams to go. You know what you want to accomplish. You know how successful you want to be. So, like I said, if anything, man, grind, chase your dreams, dog, run after it, man. Don't let nobody tell you no. Like, if anybody ain't never told you, I done heard a million no's, dog. A million, even with this Hit record, that's the funny thing about it. That's the super blessing behind it. I done heard a million no's, but once you get that first yes, it's gonna be all worth it, dog. Like, all worth it. So that's pretty much, you know, if anything that I had to say to anybody that's listening to this, dog, like, chase your dreams, man. Run out of them.
That's a fact. And don't knock others for doing it either. That's a big thing today. Man, follow Tight on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Tight. Make sure you tap in with his new hit. Oh, man. And just be on the lookout. Go check out the discography and go check out what he's got coming out in the future. He's got a lot planned. We're going to be looking forward to the visual for Hit, the upcoming single, the upcoming project. Listen, man, you're always welcome on the show. You always are. You know, I booked you right away. You always get booked right away. You know, and you know, we'll have to do a part three when you drop the project.
So when the project draw, you know what time it is, man.
Oh,
like,
yes.
We bros, man. Like, I can't wait to come up to New York, man. And like I said, we just get it in and work, dog. So I definitely appreciate you for having me, man. Definitely.
Oh, you already know, man. Anytime, just reach out. You know, any records that you need. I got Hit in the rotation for you. The clean for the people that, you know, on the college radio station needs to be clean and, you know, or for the sensitive people. But then the explicit, you know, we have fun with by ourselves and on the radio stations that don't matter. Oh, there you have it. There you have it. Tight. I want you to enjoy the rest of your night. And, you know, we're looking forward to the new music, man.
Most definitely, man. Appreciate it. And be safe, man.
You too, man. Take care. Stay safe.
For sure.
Yeah.